Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, Shopworn Angel. The starring players...
This is Lorraine Day.
This is Robert Walker.
And this is Adolphe Monjou.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's poignant story, Shopworn Angel. It stars Robert Walker as Private Bill Pettigrew, Lorraine Day as Daisy Heath, and Adolphe Monjou as Sam Bailey. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Shopworn Angel. There's a familiar sound, isn't it? Men in khaki are marching down the streets of New York. And to different people, that means different things. To Private Bill Pettigrew, fresh up from Texas...
Oh, there just ain't no town as big as this. Sure wish I knew somebody up here.
To wealthy Sam Bailey, man about town...
Poor devils, I wonder how many will ever come back.
And to Daisy Heath, music comedy star...
Oh, what a head. Martha...
What's going on out there?
Oh, it's the war, Miss Daisy. Lots of them march.
Well, do they have to march in the middle of the night?
Miss Daisy's close on to noon. And you've missed another rehearsal.
So what? It's Sam Bailey's show if he wants to keep me out half the night. Did he phone this morning?
Oh, yes. He said he'd be here by 11.
11? It's past 11:30 now. Say, what's he mean keeping me waiting?
A girl like Daisy and a soldier like Bill, you wouldn't think they'd ever meet, but they do. Quite by accident, of course. An accident that might have had more serious results. You see, it's almost midnight after the show, and Daisy is riding in Sam Bailey's car on her way to a party on Sam Bailey's yacht. And Bill just happens to step off the curb, and there's a warning shout.
Look out!
And a screech of brakes. And then a big New York cop is helping our soldier to pick himself up.
Officer, is he hurt?
I don't know, lady. You hurt, son?
No. It's no worse than getting thrown off a horse.
Oh.
Where are you going, soldier?
Oh, to the ferry, I guess. I gotta get back to camp.
Hear that, lady? The 23rd Street Ferry. Go ahead, soldier. Hop right in.
Say, what's the idea?
Sorry, you got a passenger.
Well, I've got...
And no back talk, see? This is war.
I'm not taking you out of your way.
You hope wrong.
Pretty silly, I guess, walking into your car like that, but I'm not used to so many cars. I'm from Texas.
Don't they have automobiles in Texas?
Oh, not so many, the part I come from. My golly, trying to cross the road up here is like getting in a stampede at roundup time. You ever turn around and find a couple of thousand cows charging at you?
Oh, sure, lots of times.
Right here in New York?
Yeah, they round them up in Times Square every Thursday afternoon.
You sure you're talking about cows, ma'am?
Sure, and if they get in the way of the cars, we put them in the army.
Oh. Do you mind if I smoke?
Chew if you like.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, ma'am. I get sick when I chew.
Okay, Texas. 23rd Street Ferry.
Well, thank you kindly, ma'am.
Hey, look. It's Bill.
It's Texas.
Say, will you get a load of that?
Looks like your pals are taking it big.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, a big car like this. Well, a guy like me with a girl like you.
Tell him it's a trick you do with mirrors. So long.
Goodbye, ma'am. Oh, so long, honey. I'll be seeing you soon. And thanks for the...
Hey, Texas, you've been holding out.
What a model. What a chassis.
Where'd you find it? Who is she, Bill?
Oh, just a girl. Name is Mary Jones.
That ain't the way I hear it, soldier.
No, me either.
I seen that name in the magazines. That's Daisy Heath, the actress.
Yeah, you're
Well,
right,
that's her stage name, Daisy Heath. Nice name for the stage.
Hey,
How come you and her so palsy-walsy?
Oh, Daisy and me grew up together. Sort of sweethearts when we were kids.
Hey, look, you guys ain't swallowing that.
Okay, you can prove it easy enough.
How?
Well, we'll be coming in from camp again, won't we?
Yeah.
And any guy likes to meet a big actress, don't he?
Yeah.
Well, if Texas says he knows one so good, be kind of nice if he introduced his buddy.
Yeah!
Look, fellas, I think there's something I ought to tell you.
Look, we come all the way out from camp for this.
Yeah, just to meet your old sweetie, Texas.
Yeah, I know, but maybe she's tired after the show.
There she comes now, out the stage door.
Go ahead, soldier. It's your move.
Okay. Miss Heath?
Huh? Oh, it's you.
Look, I gotta talk fast. I'm kind of in trouble, and if you'd be so kind, man...
What's the idea?
Hiya, Bill, old pal.
Fancy meeting you here.
Miss Heath, I'd like to introduce some friends of mine from camp.
We've been awful anxious to meet you, Miss Heath.
Yeah. Annie Sweetie of Bill's is a friend of ours.
Why, glad to know you, boys.
Huh?
Let's go, Willie.
Oh, well, sure, sure. Yeah, let's go get us a drink, huh? Daisy? Glad you took that fudge sundae with nuts, man. Always sounds like more for your money. Back home,
I... Okay, soldier. Let's talk about us.
Well, all the other guys had girls and I didn't, so I made one up.
Me? It's a cute idea, but what's the percentage?
How do you mean, ma'am?
Well, could I knit for you, send you cigarettes or candy? Could I kiss you or something like that?
Oh, no, ma'am. But...
Then why don't you go for some nice little dish? Someone you could have some fun with.
Oh, no, that's the kind all the other guys have. That's not what I want. I mean, well, maybe I could explain if I tell you about pie.
Pie?
Hot apple pie. I haven't eaten hot apple pie since I was a little boy.
That's exciting.
Well, you see, my mother made the best apple pie you ever tasted. And after she died, I couldn't get any. And if I couldn't get it like hers, I didn't want any at all. And, well, you were kind of like that to me.
If that's a line, Texas, it sure is a new one. Come on, it's getting late. Let's get out of here, huh?
Oh, stars are sure clear tonight, aren't they, man?
Stars?
Yeah, up there.
Oh, yeah.
You've been mighty sweet to let me walk you home.
That's all right. You didn't bother me much. Well, this is it, soldier. This is where I live.
Well, good night, ma'am. I wish I could say how much I thank you.
Forget it.
Nothing ever happened to be as nice as you've been tonight.
Look, Texas, if the other guys are making phone calls someday, why don't you pretend you're calling me? The number's Plaza 5020.
Oh, ma'am, you're swell. You're an angel.
You're forgetting, Texas. I'm hot apple pie. Good night.
Martha, where's Miss Heath gone, do you know?
Well, she's out on the terrace, Mr. Bailey, alone.
Thanks. Daisy.
Hello, Sam.
What's the idea, running out on the party?
Oh, I was just looking at the stars. They're bright tonight, aren't they?
They'd be even brighter through a little champagne.
Sam.
Yes?
Sam, did your mother make hot apple pie?
Sure.
Was it good?
All mothers make the best.
Do you eat hot apple pie now?
Yes, with a little bicarbonate. Why?
Oh, I don't know. Sam, we've been friends for a long time now, haven't we?
Oh, I don't complain very often.
I know, but we've just become sort of a habit. I don't mean anything to you, and I don't want you to kid yourself about me.
Are you suggesting tactfully that we quit?
It's all right with me, if it's all right with you.
No, it isn't all right with me. I don't know why.
I don't either. Come on, let's get back to the party, Sam. That champagne begins to sound like a good idea.
You just drink this, Miss Daisy, and you're going to be good as new in a little while.
Oh, thanks, Martha. Anyone call?
As stage manager, you had another rehearsal this morning. Some fella called, didn't leave his name. I told him he wasn't feeling so good.
I'm not. That must be Mr. Bailey.
Yes, I'll let him in.
Morning, Martha.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Bailey.
Hello, Daisy. How are you feeling?
You were here last night. You ought to know this morning. Martha, get that before it rings again.
Yes, sir. Hello. Who? Just a minute, please. Miss Daisy. That's a Mr. Pettigrew in the lobby.
Pettigrew?
Yes, sir, Mr. Bill Pettigrew.
Bill Pettigrew? Oh, Private Pettigrew. Sam, he's a soldier.
So I suspected.
He waited after the show last night, and I let him walk me home.
Well, have him come up. I've always wanted to see what kind of man you really like.
What do you mean, like?
Well, you gave him your telephone number, didn't you?
Just a dumb country rule.
Oh, I don't care if you did.
Well, then why have him come up?
No.
All right, why not? Bill, this is Mr. Bailey. He's my business manager.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you, sir.
I'm pleased to meet you.
When I phoned, they told me Miss Heath was ill, and I came as quick as I could. Which part of you is ailing, ma'am?
Well, it's, mainly her head. Though, of course, she has a little trouble keeping food down.
Oh, well, I hope it wasn't that fudge sundae.
No, I'm sure it wasn't.
Daisy, have you been eating fudge sundaes again?
Well, she didn't eat all of it, sir.
Look, if you two can spare me a while, I'm behind in my reading.
Well, Texas, how's the pretending this morning?
Oh, I haven't had much time for that. Everything's pretty real to me right now. Look, ma'am, there's something I'd like to ask you.
Yes?
You wouldn't have an extra picture around, would you?
Oh, sure, Texas, sure. I've got a bunch of them right here in the desk. Here's one. Will this do?
Oh, well, it sure will, ma'am. That's beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Wow, I got me something to take along now.
Along?
Well, we'll be shipping out pretty soon. They say we'll be right among the first.
Oh, are you scared?
Oh, I don't know enough about it to be scared. And anyway, I've got other things to think about now. Well, I guess I better be going.
Texas, if I felt a little better...
Oh, that's all right, ma'am. I got me my picture, and thanks for everything. Goodbye.
You going, Pettigrew?
Yes, sir. She's pretty tired, Mr. Bailey. She needs some rest. Maybe we better both go.
Huh?
Come on.
Can I drop you any place, Pettigrew?
Well, I'm going to the ferry if it isn't out of your way.
Oh, not a bit. Hop in.
Oh, we're going in Miss Heath's car?
Yes. How did you know this was Miss Heath's?
Oh, she gave me a ride the first time we met.
The first time?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, of course. You're pretty fond of Daisy, aren't you, Bill?
Well,
don't misunderstand my asking. I'm an old friend of the family. More or less look after Daisy.
Mr. Bailey, I'm crazy about her.
Yes. She kind of likes you too, doesn't she?
Oh, she doesn't even know I'm alive.
And you wish she would?
Well, any guy would, I guess. Any guy...
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you're wrong, Bill. Maybe she likes you more than we think.
Lady Esther has presented Act One of Shopworn Angel, starring Adolphe Monjou, Robert Walker, and Lorraine Day. In just a moment, we will hear the Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Act Two. But first, a word from our hostess, Lady Esther.
I'd like to prove to you that Lady Esther face cream is the most beautifying cream you've ever used. I'd like to prove that this one cream is all you need for the complete daily care of your skin. You don't need one preparation to open the pores, another to close the pores, and still another to firm and freshen the texture of your skin. All you need is one scientific cream that works with nature and really helps nature, that thoroughly cleans out the tiny pore openings, that removes the hidden dirt and impurities which cause enlarged pores. And that's exactly what Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream does. It cleans the skin so thoroughly that nature, in grateful response, shows immediate, exciting improvement in the appearance of your skin. And as I said before, I'd like to prove it. So I ask you to make the Lady Esther Patch Test. Just rub a little Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream on one part of your face, like your forehead or one cheek. Rub it on and wipe it off. Then see and feel the difference. See how much fresher and clearer that part of your skin looks than all the skin around it. Feel how the dry, rough flakes are gone, how baby smooth and silken that patch of skin has become to your touch. And remember, what happens to that one cheek will happen to your entire face when you use Lady Esther Face Cream. For, one, it thoroughly cleans your skin. Two, it softens your skin. Three, it really helps nature refine the pores. And four, it leaves a perfect base for powder. I promise you a sparkling difference in the appearance of your skin after the very first application of Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream. I promise you a smoother, clearer, more youthful-looking skin at once. And I ask you to let the patch test prove it.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of Shopworn Angel, starring Lorraine Day as Daisy Heath, Adolphe Monjou as Sam Bailey, and Robert Walker as Private Bill Pettigrew. Sam Bailey knows he has a problem on his hands, and being the sort of person he is, Sam Bailey decides to do something about it.
Say, Mac, you know that army camp across the river?
Yeah.
Well, it might be nice if we took the show over there and kind of give the boys a treat.
Last week you didn't want to give them a treat.
This week I do. Let's make it Sunday night.
And so it's Sunday night, and they've done the show at camp. And now Daisy and Sam are driving back.
I couldn't find you after the show. You were gone quite a while.
Well, Bill was showing me around the camp.
Too dark to see much, I guess.
Well, the moon was pretty bright.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
What are you doing tomorrow, Sam?
Well, I thought we might go sailing. Just you and I. It's been a long time since we spent a day together.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sam. I can't.
Why not?
Well, Bill showed me around the camp, so I promised I'd show him around New York.
Oh. Bill's pretty nice. Seems a dirty shame a kid like that has to go and stand in front of a van.
Yes, Sam, it does.
Well, where do we go from here, Daisy?
I'm going home to sleep.
Sleep?
Bill said he'd pick me up at 8. Can you beat it? He meant 8 in the morning.
Smell on a boardwalk, folks. Thrills, spills, and laughs. And dollars worth.
Everybody tries and everybody plays. You ring a bell, you win a prize.
Bill, let's do the roller coaster again.
Okay, and the shoot-the-shoot.
And that game where you throw the ball at those bottles.
All right, soon as I get us some more packages.
Oh, Bill, isn't Coney Island fun?
Oh, right now, ma'am, I'd say it's mighty close to heaven.
Anyone here?
I am, if I'm still anyone.
Oh, Sam, dear, am I late?
You are?
I'll just dump these here. My haul for the day. Peanuts, popcorn, candied apple.
No, thanks. You'll have to hurry, Daisy. You've got a show to do.
I'll go and change. Won't take me a minute.
Peanuts, popcorn, and candied apple.
Sam, have you ever tasted Cracker Jack?
Yes.
Do you like it?
No.
Oh, I'll bet you've never been to Coney Island.
Yes, I have.
Oh, it was wonderful, Sam. I had hamburger with onions, and then I... What was that? Oh, my doll. It took Bill 20 baseballs to win that. What happened?
I knocked it off.
You mean on purpose?
On purpose.
But why? I wanted that doll.
That's what I had to find out.
Sam, you're jealous.
Yes.
You're in love.
Yes.
Oh, Sam. Sam, darling.
You mean
You too?
Well, of course. Why didn't you tell me, you goon?
Well, I guess I didn't know.
Me either. It's funny, Sam. Isn't it funny? You and me. All this time, and we never knew.
Well, we know it now. We know it for keeps.
Oh, Sam, don't ever say anything else.
If I do, I'll be lying.
Now, we really have to hurry if that curtain's going up on time.
Oh, not tonight.
Tonight and every night, really. I'm a new woman, darling. All rehearsals and performances. Never absent, never late. Heath, they call her. Because I'm working for you. Because I love you. And you can take that any way you want.
All right, I will. Special rehearsal tomorrow afternoon.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
It's me, all right, Mac. Let's make it a good rehearsal, huh?
I'll go tell the cast. They'll need some smelling salts.
Good old Mac. He's really in.
Missy, Daisy.
Bill, what are you doing here?
Polly, it was my only chance. We're shipping out tonight.
Tonight?
I had to say goodbye to you. I went AWO.
Oh, Bill, you'll get yourself into trouble.
Well, it's worth it. I've got something to tell you.
Okay.
Look, Bill, you'll be coming back someday. You will come back, and we'll spend a whole week at Coney Island. We'll go every day. It won't be long. Once they get some guys like you in that war, that's all they need, some good Texas Longhorns.
Hey, Daisy!
Just look at it this way. You're the first to go, you'll be the first to come back. That's only logic, isn't it, Bill?
Daisy, you coming?
You better go on.
Yes, here. Oh, no, I can't.
Daisy.
Come on. We'll go AWOL together. Liked it down here, looking over the river. It's nice.
You know, it's funny. We've been together all afternoon, and I haven't been able to say what I want. I mean, about us. I mean...
The sun's going down. It'll be dark soon.
Yeah. You don't want me to say it, do you? I guess maybe you figure it was all your fault by being nice to me, and now you think I'm going to be unhappy.
Will you be unhappy, Bill?
Yeah?
Oh, you mustn't be. Just go on pretending. Just pretend, Bill. You're good at that.
No, not anymore. Dreaming is fine when that's all you've got, but when you find the real thing, you want more than that.
What do you want, Bill?
The real thing, I guess. I'm in love with you, Daisy. Are you sorry for that?
No. You can't be very sorry about something you ask for.
Gee, Daisy.
It's getting dark, Bill. Let's go over to my place and talk.
Just a minute, please.
Oh, hello, Mr. Bailey.
Well, hello, Bill.
Won't you come in?
Thanks. Where's Daisy?
In there, changing. I'm glad you came, Mr. Bailey. There's something I gotta tell you.
Well, we can take turns. You go first.
Well, you see, Daisy means an awful lot to me. I've asked her to marry me.
I see.
I thought maybe we ought to speak to you first.
Why speak to me? What did Daisy say?
She said she would. Do you mind?
Yes, I do. I mind very much.
But...
Sam!
Well, gee, Daisy...
Bill... Can I speak to Mr. Bailey alone for a minute?
Oh, sure. I'll wait in there.
Sam, say something. You're hurt, aren't you? You think I was lying to you yesterday.
What do you want me to say? Good luck, Bill. She's a fine woman. And I should know because yesterday she was in love with me.
Go ahead. Give me the rest of it.
I fell for every minute of it. I ate it up because I'm in love with you.
And I'm in love with you, Sam.
In love with me. And you want to marry Bill.
Sam, will you listen to me? Will you try to understand what I say? We've known each other a long time, you and I, and we've always been in love. We didn't know it, though. We'd forgotten what being in love was like, and then Bill came along. And what we've got now, what we found yesterday, we really stole from that kid.
All right, we owe it to Bill. We're in love now, and I wanted to...
Sam, you said you'd listen. He's shipping out tonight. And he wants to take something with him. Not me, not Daisy Heath to live with and make love to. But a dream, Sam, without a name. A dream that began somewhere in Texas and that might end up somewhere across the world.
And if it doesn't end, when he comes back?
When he comes back, I'll tell him the truth about us. He could take it then, and I could tell him then.
And if you told him now?
I think he'd want to die, Sam. We've waited so long. We might have waited forever without him. Look at it this way, darling. It's a loan. For maybe a year or so, we'd be loaning him all the happiness he'll ever want.
Yes, but I love you, too. I can't think of anything else.
Could you tell him, Sam?
Yes.
No, you couldn't.
You don't know how much I love you.
You know how much I love you, Sam. And I couldn't tell him any more than you could.
Mr. Bailey.
Bill.
I guess I know what you're going to say. You know, I've been thinking while you were talking out here. Right now, I'm a big hero to you because I've got on a uniform and there's a war on. Only it's going to end someday, and when it does, you'd be married to a cowboy, and that's no good.
Bill...
Maybe you don't see it that way right now. I guess both of us sort of got, well, kind of carried away. I'd never known anyone like you, and the way I figure it, you were kind of lonely when I came along, and... Well, Mr. Bailey, you see, you don't have to tell me because I know already.
But you don't know, Bill. You've got it all wrong.
Wrong?
I think it's swell, Daisy marrying you.
Sam?
Daisy, did you hear what he said? Your manager says it's okay. Say, I'm going to be the happiest soldier in the whole doggone war.
We'll have to hurry. If you're leaving tonight, we haven't got much time.
Sam, you're coming along?
Why not? Somebody's got to give the bride away.
Oh, Sam. Sam, darling.
Thank you, Adolphe Monjou, Robert Walker, and Lorraine Day for a very touching and memorable performance. And now, before we tell you about next week's Lady Esther Screen Guild show, a word from one of America's foremost beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Do you know why I keep urging you to make the Lady Esther patch test? Because seeing is believing. And I want you to see the radiant new look of freshness and beauty that patch of skin takes on compared to the skin around it. And I want you to feel the difference. Feel how the dry, rough flakes have disappeared. So if you haven't made the patch test, please try it. Just rub some Lady Esther face cream on one cheek or some other section of your face. Just rub it on and wipe it off. That's all there is to the patch test. But what you see in your mirror will astonish you. For that patch of skin will glow with new freshness and clarity, will look brighter and smoother than any of the skin around it. And when you touch it with your fingers, you'll discover that it's taken on a silky, petal-smooth softness, that roughness and dryness are gone. What you see happen to that one patch of skin will happen to your... vibrant, youthful, and alive. And you can prove it so easily with the patch test.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present A Girl, A Guy, and A God. It will star William Gargan, George Murphy, and Lucille Ball. Be sure to listen. Lorraine Day appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the... Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. Your druggist should have Lady Esther for-purpose face cream. If he's out of it, all he has to do is write or wire Lady Esther Chicago, and he will be supplied. Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.